Politicians, activists, and transportation officials recently came together to discuss the future of mass transit in the region. As WUSF's Roberto Roldan explains, the overriding message at the Tampa Bay Transit Forum was, it's finally time for action.
Several major Republican and Democratic politicians are getting behind the plan for a 41-mile bus rapid transit route from Wesley Chapel to St. Petersburg. The stretch from St. Pete to the University of South Florida will have a dedicated lane on I-275, and the entire route will have more frequent and updated buses. Republican Hillsborough County Commissioner Sandy Merman says she wants taxpayers to see tangible improvements to transportation within the next decade.
There are no more words. Let's just do it. And I'm not saying we should stop the conversations, but we have a fabulous plan.
A proposal for a private company to build a high-speed rail link between Tampa and Orlando also received bipartisan support at the forum. Earlier this year, Brightline submitted plans to the Florida Department of Transportation to build a rail system in the median of I-4. Ken Welch is the Democratic chair of the Pinellas County Commission. He called on the public to embrace the project, if it ever happens, that would connect the two largest metro areas in Central Florida.
The connected Tampa Bay-Orlando mega region has a population exceeding 6 million and will be an economic and political powerhouse when it is connected with congestion-proof, high-speed transit.
Transportation officials also said they are excited about a circular bus service that's going to connect the university area to downtown Tampa starting next year. Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.